Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Reverend James of folkconjure.com in North Carolina, and in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of luckymojo.com in Forestville, California, and special guest co-host, JD of hoodoohousedetroit.com in Detroit, Michigan. This week, we welcome a special guest, Mama E of ConjureDoctor.com in Los Angeles, California, bringing us today's topic on Are You Cross? They will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divinely prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our time. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with our co-hosts, Catherine Ironwood and JD. Miss Kat?
Hi, thank you, Reverend James, for the introduction. We are having last-minute little pancake flippings going on in the background. Conjureman sends his regards. He could not be with us today as co-host. There was a family situation he had to go to. I believe he said there was another death in his family, and so he had to go become part of the family unit and take care of his part of that. So at last minute, last notice, we got J.D., to come in, one of the best-known moderators at the Lucky Mojo Forum and a wonderful guy. So we'll be hearing from him in a moment. And, of course, we have our special guest and Mama E. But before we get to that part, I want to do my little summation of what's going on in my life. So we've been working on this project, and I've told you all about it several times, which is to take all of our old radio shows and add video to them, just sort of simple video. It's not going to be frame by frame, second by second video. That would be just too much work, and we just don't have the money to do it, and there may not be time in our lives to do it. So we're just doing sort of simple videos that will be for every show we've ever done, not just the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, but the Now You Know show, and Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, the Crystal Silence League, the Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron, and so forth. They will be on YouTube. And I've been mentioning this. We are planning for a rollout on the 1st of January, 2025. So that is our plan, and I just want to report that we are still working on it. I want to thank Deacon Millett for project managing it, because it's a big project, and we have one show that we've been using as our sort of template experiment show. It happens to be the Campground Magic show from earlier with Miss Miranda as our guest, a very popular show. A lot of people have listened to it. I don't know why our Russian videography editor guy, Andre, picked it, but he did. Maybe he just thought it was a cool idea. So this is the one we've been working on. We're now on our third iteration, trying to get it just lined up just right. One of the things about this show is that although it does run according to a very predictable schedule in terms of music cues and timing, we often have guests who don't notice, and they keep talking. We also have co-hosts who notice and don't care and keep talking. So to cut the show up into perfect little segments will never be possible, but we're doing our best to try to get a broad framework to make these shows work nicely. And I just want to thank Deacon Millett and Andre, the mysterious, for their help. And this is going to be forthcoming around the first of the year. I will keep you all up to date about it. In other news, my Treon page of the week went out yesterday. It's always on the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th. And this time was more talismans, charms, and amulets from the Wills Cigarette Trading Cards of 1923 by Thomas and Kate Pavitt. And those of you who have the book, How to Use Amulets, Charms, and Talismans, which I co-wrote with Papa G, will know about these already, but now you get them in full color with the full color backs and my commentary on them at length. So it's been a lot of fun working on that. And in between, I've thrown in a few other types of Patreon pages. When we get through these 50 web pages for these cards, I will be mightily relieved because it's a big job. But it's something that I was talking with a friend of mine, he was saying, you know, when you collect things and when you verge between being a scholar collector on the one hand and a kind of collector hoarder on the other hand, you know that there's not going to be a museum that's going to buy all your stuff. There's not going to be somebody who's going to say, oh my God, she has every Lucky Charm that ever existed and every trading card about Lucky Charms, and she's got all, you know, they're not going to say anything about it. So things are being digitized and put online. And I do appreciate the financial support of people who subscribe to my Patreon channel, and they get a one-year advance on all of these. It's only $8 a month. It means a lot to me, and it makes it possible for me to get up once a week and spend 10 hours with Nagashiba producing 1 to 4 or 5 web pages a week. So thanks to all the Patreons. That's my news for now. Everything is cooking along just perfectly, I think. I've also found out one other thing. I do want to mention this, and we may be talking about it a little bit next week. I am a political person. I always have been, always will be. And every time there's an election that I think is important, I will go out and tell people. I did this when I was in the comic book world, and of course a lot of people hated on me for it. And I've done it in the folk magic world too. So I'm endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And because of that, I have been losing frumpy, grumpy Instagram followers who once a week, at least once a week, I put out something lightweight and lighthearted about Kamala, you know, kitty cats, you know, things like that. Nice, you know, like I put out one that was kind of a Trump gravestone. So that was okay. That one actually got a lot of upvotes. But what's happened is my Instagram has lost, every week it has lost followers, because it turned out, of course, there were a lot of people who were right-wing fascists who buy my magical supplies. So I'm not asking you to buy magical supplies to keep me promoting Kamala and Tim, but go find me. You can find Lucky Mojo Curio Co. or Catherine Ironwood, and follow my Instagram to cheer me up in these troubled times. And truth to tell, I've only lost 1% of my followers, but you know, yeah, that's a percent. So it's not horrible, but Phyllis Margaret Gabor says, I only follow the cat account. Well, go follow the Lucky Mojo ones, too. Balkan Diviner asks, do you have clients who are openly Trump supporters? Can you work alongside them given the different values you share? I have shop customers, I'm sure. That's a good question. I have shop customers, I'm sure, who come in all ranges of political beliefs. My clients, my reading clients, if they haven't figured out who I am by now, they are really dumb. But I do ask every reading client, everyone, I say, are you registered to vote? And if they say, nah, I don't vote, I say, I'm going to give you 5 minutes free time at the end of this reading to tell you why you should register to vote, and I'll do it. And, of course, there also are clients who say, of course I'm registered to vote. I'm, you know, I'm Democratic 100%. We're going to swing Georgia our way. I mean, they're completely into it. So it's a varied group. So that's the truth on that. Phyllis Margaret Gabor, oh boy, It looks like you're going to need to contact Nagashiva, and he'll get you in touch with the Instagram account, unless James wants to put it through the chat maybe while Nagashiva is running up and down the stairs getting me hot tea. All right. I'm going to turn this over to my co-host, JD. What's new with you?
It's a hard opener to follow. I've been doing well, you know, school's back in session, so really getting back into that swing. I'm also a big animal advocate, as anyone knows, and you know from our weekly visits, I'm a dog owner, and so I've been looking into different ways how I can help with animal organizations and kind of donate time or money or efforts on animal rights and animal sports. So there's one that's called Granny Roses out in Maine, which is a great organization where they take the dogs in and they keep them in like cabins instead of like cages, much like a home. And people can come in and visit and for the dogs are trained to be like they're in the home. And they do a lot of work on raising money to get these dogs home. So great organization, something I've been looking into and working with.
That's really neat to be able to do that. What's the name of that place? Please put it in the chat so people can find it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll post it. It's called Granny Rose. It's in Maine, but it's, you know, obviously I'm not near Maine, but it's a fantastic place that, you know, they treat the dog, you know, like preparing them to get them ready for life with a family. And then they have things on this park where people can come in and get ice cream and be part of the social community. They can donate time and go into these little animal cabins and play with the dogs. So it's a great program. Yeah, I'll post it right now.
Oh, that's really, really nice. Well, I've just been handed a paper. This just in from our foreign correspondent.
It's
a piece of paper that says, for Catherine to read on radio show today. Okay. We have our winners. Winners for the Hoodoo Psychics Magic Mondays free reading. This is a 15-minute free reading. Last week's Hoodoo Psychics contest winner was LaShonda Walker. And I know LaShonda. She's a client of mine. Yeah. Oh, you know her too, Miss Mama E?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, all right. So she won a free reading. So if y'all get on Hoodoo Psychics, all y'all, she'll pick one of us and she'll get her free reading. That's great. Congratulations, LaShonda. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we also have the winner for the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, and this was last week's Facebook Friday. And those contests are posted on Friday and adjudicated usually Sunday morning. So this is the Seven Circles of Hell Cursing Bath Sampler Pack. Consists of one package each of Black Arts Bath Crystals, Crossing Black Crystals, appropriate for today's show, Damnation Bath Crystals, Destruction Bath Crystals, Devil's Bath Crystals, Doom or Death Unto My Enemies Bath Crystals, and Jinx Bath Crystals. And the winner was Marco Backrack. And we have messaged him from our Facebook page to advise him he's won now that the contest has ended. Congratulations, Marco. Please respond to our Facebook page message. Send us your mailing address for shipping purposes. Thanks, everyone, for participating. There will be another Hoodoo Psychics reading giveaway next Monday, and there will be another Facebook Friday products giveaway next Friday because we love y'all. All right, all the little thumbtacks have been all nailed down all around the edge of the leather trimming of the card. We can go on to the next part of our show. So I want to welcome Mama E. Say hi, Mama E.
Hi, everybody.
All right.
Hello.
First of all, tell us what you've been up to lately, and then we'll get to our tutorial of the day.
Well, I'm not as exciting as everybody else. I'm older. I'm more doing what I need to do at Dr. E. I visit there, you know, 3 times a week, and then I work from home the other two, doing readings and spells or, you know, talking to clients. Right now, what I'm doing is fighting the heat It's insane here in Southern California. I don't know how hot it is up there, but down here it's really bad. My car just registered 115 today, which is insane. So aside from staying in, it's crazy. So aside from staying inside a lot and, you know, working at Doctor E, everything is okay, thank God, health-wise. It's funny that you're talking about dogs. We have three dogs at the shop. They're not all mine. They belongs to a worker, and it's a teeny tiny miniature Chihuahua, long hair. She's beautiful. And then we have a gigantic dog and a medium dog. So we have dogs all over the yard. So I've posted a couple of pictures of the dogs on the Dr. E products, Facebook page. So aside from that, we're doing good, handling all our orders. Thank goodness. I have workers that know what they're doing. They've been trained, and I got great readers that read all the reports. So everything is going well, thank God. Everything is going well.
Yeah, that's that weather that you're describing, and I know there's also right now some crazy wildfires in the mountains in Southern California. I think it's called the Lion Fire. That's scary. Really harsh.
We had two earthquakes yesterday, two small earthquakes in Ontario, and I felt them. I was sitting on the couch, and the couch started swaying, and I got a little dizzy. So, but thank God it wasn't major. I know, it's always something, shake and bake, you know?
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah. Shake and bake.
Yeah, the Los Angeles shake and bake. That's right. All right. Well, I'm glad you're okay. Let's take it into the next realm and what the people came here for. And we've given all of our information on the rest of the world. Let's get down to hoodoo. So
the show
is about how to know if you're crossed or cursed.
Right.
I'm just going to give a little intro on it, and then I'm going to turn it over to you. The word crossing usually means to be messed up. The word cursing is a little bit stronger. It can mean damned or even sent a killing spell. But crossing is a little bit milder. Just everything goes wrong, you know. And but people call me a lot, and I'm sure they call JD, and they call Mama Ian, they call Reverend James. Am I crossed? Am I crossed?
Okay.
Something happened. And what usually happens, maybe one or two things out of sorts happen. And by the time of the third one, they're calling a reader, and rightly so. Because especially if the things that happen are similar. In other words, say your car breaks down, and then you find ants in your kitchen, and then your kid comes home from school and says, we have a day off tomorrow, and you don't have a babysitter for them. That's not really crossing. That's just a run of bad luck, I think. But if someone says, there was a break-in down the street, and then Porsche Pilot stole my stuff, and now they're talking about theft at my job. Now you're going, well, that's sort of odd. There's this theft theme, three theft items, and you might think, is there something going on? Is it the larger world, or am I crossed? Or it might be, I got sick. What was it, food poisoning, or was I crossed? These are the kinds of things that I answer all the time for people. Let me turn this over to you, Mama E. Let's assume someone has just come to you and asked, well, Mama E, am I crossed? What would you say to them?
Well, when they come to me, I do a reading. I always do a reading. But before that, sometimes people need to, first of all, realize that they're crossed, because sometimes they don't, tie one thing with the other. So let's say if you are sick and then weird illness, you never had this before. All of a sudden you're sick, and then you break an arm, and then you are arguing, or, there's a lot of physical things that can happen that could indicate being crossed. There is also psychological things that could happen where you start feeling that someone's after you and, you know, there's an energy, there's a presence, or somebody hates me, or that woman did something to me. There's also the emotional and romantic breakups, the fights out of the blue for no reason. And then the boyfriend or the girlfriend decides to get another person on the side. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can happen. Nightmares. A lot of people get dreams, nightmares. Other people find weird things around their home, their cars, and at work. I've had people calling me and saying, you know, I found this burned things in front of my door. I don't know what it is. So, of course, we, you know, take care of that and tell them how to safely neutralize that energy and remove it. But also dolls, you know, they see dolls. They find a doll or powder.
Mm-hmm.
Or God knows, liquid. There's many, many things. And, you know, this indicates that someone is wishing you ill. The problem is that sometimes they can identify their enemy. Like if you have, let's say, a sister-in-law and you're always arguing and having issues with her, then you know that that might be the person that is working against you. But if you know someone that is very nice to your face and hi, dear, and honey, and sweetheart, but in reality hates your guts, then it's going to work behind the scenes. And you might not even think of them. This is when you need to go to a root worker. This is
That's
when
right.
you need a reading. This is when you need clarification. Now, I tell my clients mainly according to what they're telling me that their problems are, that they should get checked by a professional, by a doctor, because sometimes it's not witchcraft. It's just illness. Or conditions, chronic things that, you know, show up as, like if you're a diabetic, one day you might end up dizzy, the next day you might have your legs hurt or they swell. And it's just the illness. It's not that someone is cursing you and has a doll of you and is sticking pins all over. It's the illness, so they have to clear that. And I always tell all of them, if it's psychological or physical, you need to go to a medical professional. So, and then we work as to how to figure it out. But
you know, I'm going to jump in and say something about the medical stuff. And this is important, very important, because I've had people call me up and perfectly describe the symptoms of a, you know, not rare but not too well known illness, but I know what that illness is because, hey, I read an article once about it, and I go, oh my God, has anyone ever told you you might have blah blah? And they go, no, I thought I was cross. I say, please go find a doctor who can do a diagnosis. And it's interesting, I'm not trying to say I'm brilliant and, you know, special, but it's interesting how many times people call me back and say, you know, the doctor said, yes, you were right. I do have whatever that condition is. So it's really important to realize that root doctors work in companionship with medical doctors. We don't spurn medical doctors.
Right.
And sometimes a person who is afraid of medical doctors, we have to spend time convincing them to go get a diagnosis. They go, well, I just wanted you to just give me an herb that'll fix it. Light a candle for me. That'll fix it. And I'm going, no, I think you have diabetes or whatever. It's like you, and we become in some ways their permission or their gate to get medical treatment that they were afraid to seek. So just wanted to throw that in.
No, that's true. I mean, I have a real good client that I've had for many years, and he's a sweetheart. And when I read for him, he always asks about his health. And he says, you know, I've been feeling this and that. What do you think? So I, you know, and I don't use my cards. I just psychically tell him, I feel that you're having this and this and this, but you need to get checked. And, you know, take care of yourself and don't do, you know, like don't eat spicy, whatever it is. And mm-hmm. he does. He always calls me before going to the doctor, but he does go to the doctor. And, you know, it's nice. It's nice to be able to help people. One of the main reasons we do this work is not just to get rich. It's to help people. You know, we're not going to be millionaires by doing good work, honest to God. But you need to feel good. And I that's my main thing, to feel good helping others. That's, you know, why I do it.
Well,
so,
I want to bring JD in on this. And he put in the chat here, many people think a cold is a curse. Not all negativity we experience is a curse.
Right.
That is true. But JD, when someone says, am I crossed, do you do readings for them? And if so, what are some of your favorite ways of reading on whether they're crossed?
Hi, Ms. Kat, and hi, Mama E.
Hi, dear.
Okay. One I look for is in the tarot deck, what cards come out, particularly swords, the 10, 9, and 8 of the swords often come out for me for curses. The tower card, the devil card usually augments when there's a curse involved. Magician card augmented by a negative card will often tell me that there's work being done on the client. I like to also look take a glass of water and pray over the candle and then light it and pour the wax into the candle and then read the wax symbol. So that to help determine if there's a curse. Like Mama E was talking about, kind of listening to what they say and what they're experiencing. And I think as spiritual practitioners, there's some things that are just common signs for us that we just, like, for example, if I'm wearing a talisman and it just drops off my neck suddenly, I generally see the sign, you know. You know, if I'm at home and my Christian cross falls off the wall, that's a sign to me. So, looking at those signs as well. But, you know, you also have to balance it with that some, like you were just discussing, some clients are like, I stubbed my toe and I pulled my hair and there's a spider in my house and I curse. Well, those are normal things, you know. But, you know, if you, and I think cursing versus evil eye is another area to look at. For example, if you work in the public and all of a sudden you're tripping and you're hitting your head and you're hurting yourself, that very well could be a sign as envy is on you, the evil eye, but it might not necessarily be the same as a full-blown curse.
Right.
In America, the evil eye, it can be called the evil eye, especially among people whose families, you know, have more recent connections to European languages. But the word I always heard for the evil eye back in the day was the whammy. And they threw the whammy on you. And if they did it with both eyes, it was the double whammy. But you know, I would say, what are they talking about? The whammy. And then I finally figured I found a little bottle of oil, and it was called Squint Eye Oil. It was called Squint Drops. That's what it was, Squint Drops.
Huh.
And it had a picture. It was a picture of a kind of a white man cowboy with one eye closed. And I got it. It's good for the whammy. And so that was a little revelation to me. Crossing is a, you know, a more African derived term, because the Christian cross usually means blessing, to cross with a blessing.
Right.
But this is not that blessing. This is to cross someone's lines of communication up, to cross their paths up, to cross their life, trip them up. And cursing, I think you could see more like in the Cards of the Devil and the Tower, if you were reading for people. Those are, that's what we're calling, like, that person sat down and actually cursed you and, you know, spoke your name. And the crossed conditions, I have found that there are some cards, just like JD said, that go with cross conditions. I also use my pendulum to see when I'm talking with someone. I'll either get the card for that person. In other words, their court card. Like, let's say the woman is a, you know, a Queen of Wands, and I will don't have a picture, but I'll lay down the Queen of Wands, and I will run the pendulum. Yes or no? Are, you know, is this cross conditions? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when you ask yes or no questions, you also have to also ask alternative questions. So first question is she crossed or cursed? And say me it says no, and I go, does she have an illness? And it says no. And then I go, will I be able to find out what's going on here? Yes. Then I go back, okay, I said crossed or cursed together. Maybe I should separate those. Is she cursed? No. Is she crossed? Yes. Lesson, don't always ask a double question when you use the pendulum. Ask one question. And then you can ask things like, you can use the cards. What can I do to take off this cross condition? I just, you know, might get a card, just again as an example, a card like the Six of Swords, and it shows a woman being pulled across a river away, and the answer might be get her out of that situation. That's what she has to do to get uncrossed. Don't be around that person anymore. I often have people will call me up and they'll say, am I crossed? And I get, yes, you are crossed. And they say, these are people who know their business, and they make go to readers on a regular basis. And they say, I've got a list of names. And they start reading off the list. I say, well, don't go slow. We're going to write. I write that name down. I ask how it's spelled. And then I will ask the pendulum over the name. Were you crossed by so-and-so? And sometimes you get a big swing of the pendulum. It's a big yes. Sometimes it's a little yes. Sometimes it's a little no. Sometimes a big no. Sometimes an I don't know circle. So I write all those down, and then we review them together. I mean, I talk about them while I'm doing them, but then I review them, and I say, it looks like the person who crossed you is, you know, Dolores. And I say, so let me pull three cards on Dolores. So then we keep going. You know, we dive deeper. But sometimes when I'm doing this, a person really knows their business. They'll come to me and they'll say, I moved into a brand new house. It's been cleaned. It's been inspected. Everything is really great. And out of nowhere, there are flies in my bathroom. And I'm like, oh, dear. So we just start with what we know, and that is being crossed with insects, by the way, is very common. Have you found that out, too?
Especially if you have screens on the windows and your house is filled with flies, like, where did they come from? But yes. And flies are just the typical cursing bug. So as far as identifying the culprit, I don't use the pendulum. I use the cards. I ask them for the names. So they give me a name, and I, you know, shuffle and pick a card on that. Then I go, what's the other name? And I do the same thing. I've done it for three or four people at a time. And according to the cards that I get, that tells me this is okay, this one's okay, this one's not okay. And and that's how I go. And then I, you know, draw more cards on top of that. To identify what's going on.
I do that too. I don't only use the pendulum, but I also will. I do the cards, and the same thing. I'll get, you know, like one of them. I might get the Fool. Well, that's not, that person didn't cross you. They may act funny, but they're not crossing you. They're a fool. And the next one, you know, I might get the Magician. And to me, that would mean either they are a magician or they've hired someone.
They did something. Yeah,
and that brings up a whole other aspect of am I crossed, which is people tell me, well, you know, you named this person, so they crossed me, but I don't think they do magic. Well, they may hire someone to do it.
Yeah,
and also, you don't know what a person does at home. So
Right.
But,
right.
You know, there's people who are pretty adept at this stuff and nobody knows it but them. They keep it very quiet.
Well, you know, if you see me walking down the street, are you going to think I am Mama E? No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't look like anything of what I do, and that's fine. I don't want people to, you know, to be out there saying,
yeah.
Oh, there she goes.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah.
Well, another thing that people ask me a lot about when they ask, am I crossed, they bring in a lot of extra stuff. And it might be about their pets, their children, their mother,
mm-hmm.
their brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
that is more than what you would find under cross conditions usually. Your
right.
your brother-in-law had a mild heart attack. That's not you being crossed, right? But people, they want to build up a string of similar events, and so they start bringing in all of this stuff at once. You know, they'll say, well, you know, at the job where I work, one guy had a mild heart attack, my brother had a mild heart attack, and then this girl I went to high school with, her father just died of a heart attack. Am I crossed? No.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
mm-hmm.
about you. So
yeah.
are those related? Probably not. But you can
no.
sort that out with the reading. In other words,
right.
if you get a reading that says, no, these things are unconnected, you put down one card for each of the events. And
mm-hmm.
then you ask the question, are these connected? You'll often find they are not connected. But we
right.
are all prone to confirmation bias. We are all pattern seekers. And so when we see these events happen, we think, oh, they must be connected.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
mm-hmm.
a heightening of attention. And attention
mm-hmm.
leads to tension. And
yes.
attention leads to apprehension. And apprehension leads to dissension. So watch out, you know, because you can dig yourself into a hole very quickly if you go too far. Now, I'm not saying anybody is not, that I tell people all the time, you're not crossed. But it does happen that people who are
yes.
a little bit on edge think they are.
Yeah. And some people just want to blame something outside of themselves for their bad luck, which is basically bad decisions they have made in life. So this is, you know, this will come out in the reading. That's when you have to be an honest reader and tell your client, I'm sorry, honey, but this is not anyone doing it to you. You're doing it to yourself. I can help you, you know, guide yourself and find a way to improve, you know, like maybe you need some more courage in life. Maybe you need to change your environment, your friends, your habits. So, you know, it's not always curses and, you know, crossing. It's your own doing. But
well, JD said something up to you in the chat. He said, how about self-crossing? By thinking that way, Mama E just answered my question, LOL.
There you go. Because I'm a psychic. Okay. So when people are crossed, I need to talk about that. When they are crossed, I recommend them to do three things. First, I believe in reversing it back to the source. I'm not a kind person that will just focus on myself. Oh, I will take care of myself. No, you send it back to whoever sent it to you because that was unjust what they did to you. So do a reversing candle against the person if you know who it is. If you don't know who it is, just send it back to the source. Whoever sent this to me, I'm sending it back. So that's
mm-hmm.
the first thing. The second thing, uncross yourself. I always tell my clients to use three uncrossing baths at least. Start
mm-hmm.
there. Depending on how bad things are, you can go up to 13 if things are that bad. And the third one is protect yourself. Can use amulets to protect themselves. They can take a protection bath, they can light a protection candle, but I always feel that amulets can be carried with them at all times against any kind of, you know, evil. And they can either wear a necklace or a bracelet or a ring or a mojo or stones. because they are stones that protect you, like obsidian, tourmaline, black tourmaline, and selenite.
Mm-hmm.
You can also wear an evil eye bead, or an, I think it's spelled Nazard or Nazard.
Nazar.
An evil eye bead. Some people wear a rosary. If they're Catholics, they wear a rosary or a holy medal. Archangel Michael is my favorite to go to fellow because he doesn't care what religion you are. He's here to protect your spirit. Archangel Michael is one of my favorites. Solomonic seal of protection is a very strong protection amulet. And you can take it and put it in your wallet, or you can find the medal and wear it or whatever. Also a hand of Fatima, the Hamsa hand.
Mm-hmm.
And what I tell them is to anoint this amulet with protection oil. You know, I know you guys have protection. I have fiery water protection, which is the same thing, but, you know, so anoint
They're different. I'm going to say something about that just quick. Protection oil, which we make, is mild-ish on the skin. Fiery wall of protection, if you're dressing an amulet, people can, if you're very, very sensitive skin, it is fiery wall of protection. So be careful. Use regular protection instead. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But you said once a week on the amulet. That's what I tell my clients, you know, to dab it. And you can pray on it, and you can ask for it, you know. Also, cleaning their house, spiritual cleaning of the house is important. Because some people live in messy homes, and I'm not picky as far as cleanliness, but they have, like, tons of stuff everywhere, and that just is not conducive to a good flow of energy. Yeah, and I always tell them after you clean your house with sage, holy water, and Chinese wash, make sure to put salt around it to, you know, lock in the goodness in there and not allow anything else. So
I'm gonna throw another one in here, which is the silver dime, and the silver dime is interesting because silver is ancient for protection against witchcraft. We all know that, and the American silver dime, the mercury dime, is particularly valuable for that. But the mercury dime, like all American coins, also has in it the phrase, "In God we trust."
Right.
And this is a phrase from the Bible. It's from the book of Psalms, Psalm, I think it's 56, and it was written by King David. And it's about in God whom I put my trust. And so the idea of having a coin charm, a silver coin charm, and I use the real silver mercury dimes, they also have a few other messages on them too, liberty, which is freedom from bondage, and e pluribus unum, which is one out of many, or out of the many comes one, which is about, you know, compassion, tolerance, and friendship. And so a silver mercury dime is like, it's a multiple cure for cross conditions. And many people will wear it on a very thin chain, and if the chain breaks, then you know it took a hit for you, and you just clean it off and put it back on, get a new chain, and put it back on again.
Right. So. And that happens with a lot of the amulets and the charms. In Santeria, you know, we are supposed to wear a bracelet of the deity with the beads of the color of the deity. And if that breaks, that's a sign somebody was throwing at you. And it's the same with stones. Any stone, you know, bracelet or anything that breaks, that's a sign that it took the hit. So, So anyway, what else? Okay. The reversing, I didn't talk about the candle. I'm not sure if you want me to talk about it.
Let's hold back on that for a little bit. Let's bring JD in because he's typing away in the chat. We're not letting him talk. He's got two old gossipy grandmas here. JD, come on in.
I love it. I was thinking about how could clients at home tell they're crossed? Like, what are some voodoo Santeria tricks that, you know, can be done at home? Like, for example, there's one where you put three pins in water, and if three pins come together, it's a sign you're crossed, and if three come together, you're surely crossed.
Right.
Okay.
Right. These are, that's a really old one. And in Eastern Europe and the Balkans, they often will float match heads or charcoal in the same way. And in Italy, they'll use drops of olive oil the same way. And they float on the water, and they will come together and make a, you know, they all know that it, you've got the evil eye, you've been crossed.
Yes.
That's a really, gosh, that's so good, JD.
That's
a really old
yeah.
one. And people can do that at home for themselves. And once they're taught how to do it, you know, it's not that hard to do. And
right.
so, yeah, this is a, another thing that as far as crossing and the evil eye, the evil eye can be caused by jealousy. Crossed conditions can be caused by other things.
Mm-hmm.
Jealousy, envy, that's the true core of evil eye work. Hungry animals can give you the evil eye because you haven't fed them, you know. And
right.
people can give you the evil eye because you're dressed too fine for the street, you know. But
mm-hmm.
But crossed conditions can also be brought about for other reasons that are not evil eye type reasons. For instance, it might be revenge or competition. There are some people, and I know because they are my clients, and I have to try to talk them down from this ledge that mm-hmm. they're on. They broke up with some guy 5 years ago, but then they saw him in the supermarket with some other woman, and it just got them all hot and bothered, and they just got all flushed and red, and they just decided to go home and start crossing him up forever. And I'm like, why are you doing that?
Forever.
You know? Yeah. And but the other thing is, I need more revenge spells. I need more revenge spells. And I'm like, whoa, just, you know, back off a moment here. You know, I think God would like that. You broke up with him. And it takes a while sometimes to, the person who's doing the crossing can sometimes be talked out of it. A person who's mm-hmm. doing cursing can almost never be talked out of it because they've committed, and they usually have a better reason too. You know, he assaulted my sister, and I am going to curse him to death, and nothing you say can stop me. All
mm-hmm.
right, got it. You know, but that's not going to show up as cross conditions for that man. That's going to show up as, you know, major flame out and wreck on the I-5, and
yeah.
and good riddance to him. So you have to, as a root worker dealing with people, you have to kind of get them to understand there are layers and levels here of anger and layers and levels of justification. And then mm-hmm. there are just the nasty people who cross up others just for what we used to call shits and giggles, you know. These are people, you've seen them in their little TikTok and Instagram videos, and even on YouTube, they just go up and bash someone in the head on the street just to show they can do it. There are people who are that evil but use magic instead, and they get a perverted thrill from crossing people up. One way, and you mentioned this already, one way you can guard against this is to keep your house clean.
Mm-hmm.
Activity hides in the corners, in the dust bunnies. You know,
mm-hmm.
and if you clean your house or hire it to be cleaned, you will remove a tremendous amount of negativity. It's just like, you know, keeping your electrical
right.
circuits clean, everything flows better, right? Keeping your waterways open and not plugged, everything flows better. So cleaning the house both to remove cross conditions, clean away
mm-hmm.
that evil mess with Chinese wash, as the old slogan
mm-hmm.
goes, but also cleaning to prevent negativity or cross conditions having a foothold. That's very
mm-hmm.
important.
Yeah.
Ms. Kata,
yeah.
I'd add with the cleaning of those corners, once you're done, putting a little cup of camphor in each corner, whether it's internal and external, because it
mm-hmm.
repels that negativity.
Yes,
okay.
Camphor. That camphor comes in little squares, and it so happens that back in the day, people would put a silver dime on top of that camphor because Camphor comes in squares, and they're usually bound together with cellophane, and there's a little disc that holds the cellophane together. When it's folded, it looks like a dime.
Huh.
It isn't a dime, but it's the size of a dime. So people got the idea years, I mean 100 years ago, to put a dime on top of each square of camphor. There are four squares of camphor usually in a packet. You take them apart, put one in each of the four corners of the room, and you put a dime on each one. And they eventually will, you know, evaporate or sublimate into the air. They have a not unpleasant smell. Many people like that smell a lot. And they will keep your corners clean. It's really important.
Just keep it away from your pets.
Oh, that's true. You don't want your pets eating camphor. That's not so good for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are. That's a whole other thing, too, about how to uncross your animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, step number one, don't have poisonous plants on your property.
Right.
Because you don't know. If someone hates your dog or your cat, and suddenly your cat eats something it shouldn't, and now it's sick, was that a cross condition? We could do a divination on it, or was the cat just stupid that day? We don't know.
Yeah.
But we
do know
we have to protect them, too.
Right. I've made amulets for pets, for cats and dogs, little, like in the middle, in a little, you know, I like crafts, so it's fun for me. And I buy, you know, a little round circle thing that they sell like at Michael's or, you know, all the craft places. And you put inside little herbs, some of the protection herbs, and you can seal them. And then the animal can wear that as a little medal on the collar or on the leash. And every time they go outside, they have a little tiny protection charm. Yes, I see JC. JD says St. Francis. He's my favorite, too. So,
St. Francis and also St. Martin de Porres, who was cured and helped animals. And, you know, I remember being down in San Jose, California, at the big old Catholic cathedral there, and they had little bone-shaped little dog tags. It said St. Francis Protect.
Yep.
I thought
very
that was
true.
So cute.
Yes. So I don't know how much time we have left, but I wanted to mention...
Oh, Nagashiva will warn us.
Okay. I wanted to talk about some herbs that are used for protection and to avoid cross conditions. And I'm sure people know what they are, but I'm going to give you a little list I whipped up here. Agrimony.
Mm-hmm.
And agrimony reverses jinxes and breaks curses. So that is good for spells and, you know, anything else. Bay leaves, which I use a lot because they have so many uses, not only spiritual, but in cooking and, you know, everything. It gets rid of bugs, too, by the way. So bay leaves is protection from negative energy and strength to fight them. Devil shoestring, because it strips the devil, strong protection and prevents jinxes. Hyssop, cleansing and protection is hyssop. Rue, protection and to banish negative spirits. We have plants of rue at Dr. E in the yard. St. John's wort shields against hexes and jinxes and disperses ghosts and spirits when burned. So if you think you're having an entity at home, light a little bit of St. John's wort and, you know, burn it and clean the house. And you can use any of these herbs to uncross yourself, or if you're burning a reversing candle, you can add these to the candle, you know, to the glass candle. Yeah, and put some oil on it, protection or reversing oil. I get the black on the top and the red on the bottom, glass and case. And that's easier. I mean, you can do it in the other type of candles, the 9-inch candle, but then you have to cut it and flip it and everything. If you use the glass encased candle, it's much easier. And it's just about asking and praying for all negativity to be sent back to the source. And you pray that, and you can either put it over a picture of your enemy or just, you know, do it plain if you don't know who it is, but just, you know, do it and pray, and boy, do they work. Reversing candles work.
Yeah, they are really great, and they also answer the question that many clients have. Will there be bad karma for me if I reverse a curse? So the answer to that is, if you say to God, I'm sending back to this person everything they've sent me, rather than I'm sending a curse back to them, or I'm sending cross conditions back to them, say, I'm sending back to them everything they sent to me, and God will sort it out, you see? And then you don't have to feel that you must be judge and jury.
Yeah. It's true here. Phyllis says that use a protection bath, you know, and put them in your windows with your fingers. You can also take a protection bath after you do any work against anyone. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And those same herbs that you listed, which are all really good ones, those herbs can be used to make a bath tea. And the bath tea can also be sprinkled, if you bathe in it, take some of it out and sprinkle it all around your house. Around the perimeter of your property. And that puts your mark around the house, but it also puts those herbs. And literally, don't throw those herbs in the garbage. Once you've made that tea, take those herbs that are left over and sprinkle them around in your yard.
Always be
using these things. Remember, they have a residual power, even if you've made a tea from them.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Don't waste anything. Use it all the way. Yeah,
and never treat your spell goods, your spiritual supplies you use, never treat them as garbage. Never throw them in the garbage. Either bury them off your property if it's negative work, bury them on your property, sprinkle them around your property. Always be building up around yourself layers and layers of, and you don't have to become obsessive about it if you do it on a regular basis. It's just second nature to you. And when you do that, you have made it so that cross conditions can't get onto you. I'm going to mention one more thing, which is the little twisted red twine bracelet that is used, called a bendel. Some people call it a Kabbalah bracelet, which is a totally weird name. It's like calling a banana a pumpkin, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, it's called a bendel. Those with or without a little eye bead on them are used to protect against crossing that is thrown at you by people who view you, again, the evil eye. Another thing we did not mention is crossroads, and I just want to throw that in really quick. If you are doing a cleanup from cross conditions and you have stuff left over, literally take them to a crossroads and throw them into the crossroads and say, now go your way. All these things, whatever it was that you used, whether it was the teas or whatever, if there was wax left over from a candle, into a crossroads with it and let it be driven to the four corners of the earth and not come back to you. And then go home, you know, don't look back. Just go home and you know, clean yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wow. Okay, this was a great show, and it's going to be one that will be referred to many times over the years, I guarantee.
Good.
All right. Well, there was our little bumper music, so now we're going to go to James.
Thank you, Ms. Kat. Support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com. And by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org. And by Hoodoo Psychics, the first psychic line run entirely by Hoodoo practitioners. Receive a reading with a trusted root worker instantly. Call 1-888-4-HOODOO or visit hoodoopsychics.com. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of the Association of Independent Spiritual Churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now we're going to the phones to talk to today's client. Our client is Shay, calling from area code 470 in Georgia. Shay, are you there?
Hi, I'm still here. I'm here.
Welcome, welcome. And you've said that you have not had a reading on this situation with anyone else. Is that correct?
I had one a while ago.
But not on this situation.
Uh-uh, no.
Okay, fantastic. And Shay writes, I was dating a guy for 5 years. We broke up and was up and down trying to be friends. Well, recently, he stopped talking to me and out of the blue and is acting as if I have done something to him. I think a girl from his past he is seeing done something, so he will not talk to me. Turning this over to you, Ms. Kat.
All right. Hi, Shay. I remember you, and I believe I've read for you before. Are you that same Shay?
Yes, ma'am, a while ago.
Yeah, a while ago. Yeah, I remember.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you're from Georgia, and I'm going to, before I turn you over to our readers, Georgia is a swing state. Are you registered to vote, Shay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. I won't ask you. I won't violate the secrecy of the ballot box, but I hope you're voting good, okay? All right. I'm going to turn this over to our readers, and your first reader will be J.D., and your second reader will be Mama E, and I'll come back and give you some root work based on what they read. So take it away, J.D.
Hi, Shay. How are you this evening?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So I went and pulled three cards, and then I augmented to clarify with two cards. So the first card I pulled is the Eight of Swords. Now, the Eight of Swords is a woman who is standing kind of at the bottom of a hill. She's bound up. She's blindfolded. There's these swords that are around her that seem to be inflicting her. And there's this kind of this tower, like a castle in the background. Now, what this tells me is, first, the emotional issues of those 5 years have primarily been burdened up. It also tells me that you were, end quote, blinded during this period to some of the inflicting swords of the problems of the relationship. I believe that you were looking for this promise of things to come that never manifested in your relationship. And you seem to have been and currently are holding on, though you say it's a friendship. This card indicates that you're holding on for more than that. That friendship was just the guys. The second card came out, which was the Three of Swords. And this is a heart with three swords piercing it. And the background is three clouds matching the three swords, with rain coming down representing the emotional hardship and anguish. This also represents three as a crowd. This tells me that there has been a third person, not just from the past, but there's been a third person all along in this relationship mm-hmm. that has existed. And you're aware of that. The third card reversed. And the Two of Cups has a lion with the symbol over it, with two people exchanging cups. It is a minor love card. It's not the same as the Lover's card, but it's still a Lover's card. They're exchanging cups. With it being reversed next to the Three of Swords, I see this as a negative relationship, but still one that this man has been in with a woman and has been pulled back and forth with it. Because it's reversed, it's not healthy for him either, but it's still the relationship he's been in. So then I wanted to clarify this relationship. And what I pulled was first the Devil card, which is the Devil with Adam and Eve chained against the block there. And this kind of reaffirmed my vision with what I've seen with the Two of Cups reversed, is this unhealthy, this addictive relationship that this man is in, particularly with this other woman that has been around in this relationship the whole time. And then to clarify that with the Four of Swords, which is a person who's lying in rest, who's inflicted by the swords over him, who is kind of taking a break in silence. So from what I'm seeing here, I don't necessarily see that work was done on you or this relationship, but that this has been going on the entire time, and that this man has not been faithful to you and has had extramarital or extra relationship affairs. And in particular, that you as well know about the situations and that it's time for you to come to terms with, are you willing to hold on to someone like that? That's kind of what I'm pulling from here, is that you need to, like the Eight of Swords here, take that blindfold off and realize that this has been going all along and that a friendship isn't possible and neither is a relationship.
Okay, that was pretty direct. And those cards were very direct. All right, we're going to turn this over to Mama E, and she's going to give you a reading from her perspective.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Shay.
Hi.
Hi, honey. I pull cards soon as I heard your voice. You sound like a very sweet person. What I got here from, and I pull a lot of cards because it was kind of hidden. And I think that this is based on the fact that your fellow there was never truthful to you. For 5 years, you had some kind of friendship relationship with him. But in reality, like JD said, he had someone else on the side. So you have gone through quite a while dealing with issues from him. And this could be maybe that he never showed up when he was supposed to, or he told you I would call you and he didn't do it. And also, he seemed to never have money. Like, he always said, oh, I don't have any money, I can't do that. But in reality, he was hiding his money. Now, he seemed to have to be a passionate man, but he broke your heart and spread in need of someone that can take care of him. He tells you, I don't have it, but he goes out there and he looks for women that will be sugar mama to him. So bottom line, Seven of Cups, he has not told you the truth. I also got the Five of Pentacles, which means he never had money. And then I got the Nine of Pentacles as the other woman. The other woman is in a good financial position. And I even got the Queen of Wands on that one. So they might have more than just a relationship. These two might even have had a child. That's what I keep feeling, a boy. I get the Ace of Swords. I feel that they have a boy. This is all hush, hush. You don't know anything about this. And the bottom line for you is that you are much better off without him in your life. Whether she did something to him or not, which I don't feel that she did anything to him, I feel that he was the one that decided to, you know, play with your feelings and look for what he wanted, which is someone else that could, you know, be the sugar mama here. So you will be much better off without him. You get the Six of Wands, the victory card at the end of everything. So I'm very sorry because you probably have feelings for the guy, but this is when you take an uncrossing back and you get rid of all this darkness, it's cut and clear. Get away, get it out of your heart because he is not good for you. And I'm sorry.
Wow, that was also very direct, boy.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, well, what can we do for Shay here? So I'm seeing with these cards, what I'd like to do is a very thorough cleaning. And it's going to take a little bit of time because I'm sure this news was a bit shocking to you, Shay. And but the most, from my point of view, is that it wasn't the other woman who tripped you up. It was him. And so now, I'm not saying now you should get mad at him and try to kill him, but I'm saying it would be a good idea to cleanse yourself. Now, there are many ways to do this. One way is to start with, look around the house and see if there are things that he gave you, things that remind you of him a lot. Even if you had the last 5 years was up and down and mostly friendship, put those things together and sort through them. If they are things that you want to keep, for instance, an object, a candlestick, a piece of jewelry that you like, you're going to have to clean those items and refresh them, because every time you wear them or look at them or touch them, that's got some of his energy on it. If they are things you don't need, well, you can just burn them or throw them in the trash. But if you do that, I want you to take some oil, such as Run Devil Run oil or Cast Off Evil oil, and just pour it on them. If you want to burn them, just pour a little of that oil in with some Florida water. But you want to get rid of the things that you don't want to keep. Anything you want to keep, I'd like you to, if it's washable, I'd like you to wash it with Chinese wash. If it cannot be washed because it would be ruined because, say, it's paper or something like that and you can't put water on it, I'd like you to smoke it, Van Van incense. So these are the things you are going to keep. But backing up a little bit, I'd like you to start with a bath for yourself. And I want you to use Conjurman's Love Uncrossing Herb Bath. And this is a bath that he has recommended on this show so many times. It's to take off the crossing that the love work put on you. It's a simple herbal bath, and it's all described. The instructions are on the label. You're going to need, in addition to one packet of the Love Uncrossing Herb Bath, you are also going to need a little bit of milk and a little bit of honey. Not too much. And you're going to take that bath and then rinse yourself clean. That is to take off the crossed conditions in your love life. And then you're going to go through these items, sort them out, dispose of those which are not going to be of value. But say, oh, I want to keep those letters he wrote me. Don't keep them where you're going to ever touch them or see them for a long time. Wrap them up, tie them, with a ribbon or a string, put them in a box, and around the edges of the box or on the lid, put something like Van Van oil or uncrossing oil, and then box them up and put that box up away. I like to put them up in the back of the closet, in that high shelf that almost all the closets have. But if you can keep them, but you got to put them somewhere where you're not going to be reading them again for a long time. And maybe 20 years from now, you'll read them and you'll go, boy, that was messed up. And then you can burn them. But sometimes it takes time. But put them in a box. So that's what I recommend for you, is to really spend some time, do the love uncrossing. After you have done the love uncrossing and after you're, ready, then it's time to do some love drawing. But we're going to, that's going to come a little bit later. And you can call back and say, I've done the love uncrossing and I've done some cleansing work and I'm now ready for love drawing. And we'll give you some a card reading on that and we'll give you some root work on that. But it's too much to do right now. Okay? So let me ask my colleagues here, J.D. and Mama E., do you have anything to add to this root work?
Hi,
No. Hi. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Mama E.
Well, I just want to remind Shay that her value is not depending on anyone else, and especially not a cheater. You are a beautiful person. You sound like a very sweet lady. So don't ever forget that and, take care of yourself and be good to yourself. That's what I'm going to say.
Shay, what I wanted to add, which is a Lucky Mojo product, which is one that I love, I've used myself, and I also promote for clients who are in these similar situations, is Cut and Clear. It is a fantastic product on helping you let go of the negative bad things about this man you were in a relationship with, while also keeping the things that you loved and helping you find those things that you loved in a new partner. It's one of my favorite products for people in your exact situation.
Thank you. And that is so true. And I had mentioned Cast Off Evil, but Cut and Clear mixed with Cast Off Evil is really good. And you can use the incense, you can put it in a bath, and you can burn it on a candle. That's really good. Go to the webpage, luckymojo.com/cutandclear.html. And that contains the full instructions to do a complete cut and clear ritual. If you want to, it's all right there. And it's free to read, and you can do it as you wish. I think that's a great idea, JD. Thank you. I also want to add to what Mama E said, which is that this is not your fault. And you don't have to attract this. It's not your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you give people a pass, and they don't treat you right. And this is what's happened here. It's time for you to gun this as something that happened and is over with. It's just, it's done. It's over with. And so, this is not your destiny. So you're going to have a better time. And I really I'm also hoping that we all have better times in Georgia.
I'm mm-hmm. gonna say.
Georgia's on my mind. Georgia's on your mind. I really do want you to know that we care. And
thank you.
Yeah, we you know, I think all of us have been through this. All of the readers here have been through mm-hmm. this at one time or another, where we gave and gave and gave, and then in the end, even while we were still giving, we got the shaft, you know. And so just, you know, keep your heart strong and, you know, make it be the life that you want it to be. As I said, come back after you've done some of these uncrossing and love uncrossing bath. Come back and we'll give you some road opener ways to find a new friend, whether you want friendship, whether you want a mm-hmm. love partner. We'll give you some ideas for that because you deserve it, you know?
Yes.
All right. Yep. All right. So
music.
Yeah, here comes our music. Phyllis Margaret Gabor in the chat said, I just got a text about the polls in Georgia. But Phyllis, don't keep us hanging. Was it a good text or a bad one? All right, here comes the music. All right, next is the fantastic combination of ingredients, the tritone, the network identification, and the schedule, followed by the free spell from Mama E. Take it away.
LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com. The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman, Sundays, 3 to 4:30, Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James, Mondays, 4 to 5:30, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Miss Phoenix LeFay, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield, in syndication, Wednesdays, and The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Deborah Voith, Thursdays, 4 to 5. All time specific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com.
Some quick announcements about those upcoming shows on the LMC Radio Network. Monday, September 9th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, with Reverend Art and myself will be a rebroadcast of one of our fine shows. And Tuesday, September 10th on Crystal Silence League and Syndication with John St. Germain will be the topic of Survival, Reincarnation, and Near-Death Experiences, Part 2. And Tuesday, September 10th on The Witches in the Cauldron and Syndication with Mara will be the topic of The Goddess Blowedaway. And Wednesday, September 11th, on the Now You Know show in syndication with Professor Porterfield will be the topic of Bible verses for health and tobacco. Thursday, September 12th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, on The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Miss Elvira and Deb Boyce will be the topic of fire and water, hot and cold magic. And next Sunday, September 15th at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjure Man, Brother Christopher on the topic of mystical magic. And now it's time for our free spell segment from our special guest, Mama E of ConjureDoctor.com in Los Angeles, California. Take it away, Mama E.
Thank you, Reverend James. Well, one thing that I left out of my uncrossing speech was that different cultures uncross themselves differently. Usually a very popular one, and not only in other countries, but Native Americans, is smoke, like sage. Also herbs, which I already talked about the herbs to bathe and to clean your house. You can also use essential oils to anoint yourself or cleaning yourself with a lemon or an egg. So here is how to cleanse with a lemon. You need one fresh lemon, sea salt. Lemons are believed to be a powerful tool in detecting and dispelling curses. So to prepare the lemon, begin with a fresh lemon, slice it in half, and as you make this cut, visualize yourself severing the ties of negative energy attached to you from someone or from whoever it is. Take the lemon halves and sprinkle a generous amount of sea salt over them. Sea salt is known for its purification and protective energy. By combining it with the lemon, you're enhancing the potency of the ritual. Now, holding one lemon half in one hand, in each hand, gently move them over the contours of your body. As you guide them, picture the lemon absorbing and drawing out all malevolent energies and the impact of the curse from your being. To amplify this visualization, you can chant either a mantra or a simple affirmation like, all evil be gone, cleanse me, O Lord, whatever sounds right to you. Now, once you've covered your entire body, don't forget the top of your head, around your back and everything, place the lemon half in a sacred space. If you have an altar, put it on the altar. If you don't have one, put it on a shelf or somewhere where they will not be touched. Over the next few days, keep an eye on this lemon half. I would put them on a plate. I would not just sit them on the altar, FYI. The state of the lemons will offer insight in curses removal. If the lemons are drying out, it's a positive sign. This indicates that they have successfully absorbed and neutralized the curse. However, if they start getting moldy, it means that the curse is persistent and hasn't been fully removed. In case the lemons get moldy, don't get disheartened. Some energies are stubborn, requiring repeated efforts. Simply get a fresh lemon and repeat the ritual. Continue this process until you observe the lemon drying out without any mold. Now, cleansing with an egg. We have all here in California, we're very familiar with the egg cleansing because we have a lot of Hispanic people living here. So another method is cleansing using an egg called Oomansi or La Limpia, as it's called, make sure to get a fresh egg and wash it before using it. It is advisable to also clean the environment with sage or Palo Santo smoke to balance the energies. Focus on the reason for the cleanse. For example, ask your spirit guides or guardian angels to protect you and take away any negative energy that may be surrounding you. Use the egg as you would use a bar of soap, passing it all over the body, starting at the top of your head and moving down all the way to your feet. You can pray the Lord's Prayer or just repeat a mantra to clear you of any negativity. Some people like to focus on the chakras as they clean themselves. This can also be done by someone else that wants to help you. Like some people cannot reach their back. Maybe they have arthritis or they're older. You can have someone help you with it, but they have to also purify themselves, the environment. So there are a couple of ways to dispose of the egg. One is to take the egg after the cleansing and throw it against the trunk of a large tree. This is how I was taught in Santeria. You take your egg and you throw it against a ceiba, which is Chango's tree. And this should be done away from your house to dissipate the bad energy. I feel that for people that are not in Santeria, any tree would do. Okay, just take that bad energy and throw it away. Another way is to try to interpret what the egg picks up during the cleansing. For this, you will need a large clear glass filled with tap water and a teaspoon of salt. Some people use a little bit of vinegar too. After the cleansing, crack the egg into the water and wait about 10 minutes. Depending on the color of the water, the smell, if there are bubbles, and the images the egg makes, it can interpret if the cleanse was successful. And that's it. That's all for now.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
That was great. And there's our end music, but I do have to add my grandmother, my Sicilian Sephardic Jewish North African grandmother, said throw the egg at any old tree, but you have to ask its permission first, and it should be a tree that's older than you are.
Yeah, that might be difficult now, but yes.
So that's a slight variation from Sicily. All right.
Yes.
Well, there's our music, so we're going to have to bring in James. This was a wonderful show. Thank you very, very much, and thank you, everyone, for commenting in the chat. Take it away,
thank
James.
You.
We're going to have our last announcements, and then we'll all come back and say goodbye.
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Kat and JD, and thank you, Mama E. of ConjureDoctor.com in Los Angeles, California, for being our guest this week. We invite you to join us next week when our special guest will be Brother Christopher of RuneWorker.com in California, bringing us the topic of political magic. Once again, we've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Ms. Kat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and JD at hoodoohousedetroit.com in Detroit, Michigan. I'm your announcer, Reverend James, joining you from FolkConjure.com in North Carolina. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, and the shows are available in archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at this same time when you will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Reverend James, thank you, JD, thank you, Mama E.
Thank you all.
Now, yeah, and just listening to that music, I'm already in video editing mode. I can see the little business cards scrolling by, as you will later see them, scrolling by. I think we're up to 17 different business cards there. They're going to scroll real fast. But we want to give a shout out to all of our sponsors, and there are many of them, and we want to do it in about 80 seconds. All right. And I think that's a wrap. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're off.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it time to reimagine your HR strategy and accelerate your business growth? Visit Insperity.com to see what's possible with the right partner by your side. Because how you HR matters.